How Do You, featuring Wallace by Sola Rosa from his new album, In the Mids. And I have Sola Rosa's Andrew Spragan on the line at the moment. He released that album, In the Mids, in April, and the album release tour is kicking off in Auckland before heading to Hawke's Bay, Nelson, Christchurch, New Plymouth, and Wellington. Andrew, how are you feeling? Good morning.
Kia ora. I'm good. I'm really good. Thank you.
Yeah. Are you all ready to get on the road?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Just in the studio at the moment, like making adjustments from last night's rehearsal and about to go into more rehearsals today. We're ready.
Yeah.
It's good.
And you're playing Friday night's the first night, right?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. At Double Whammy. Yeah.
Exciting. How long's it been since you last toured New Zealand?
2015.
Wow, 11 years.
Yeah, long time. I mean, I've toured the North Island since then, but yeah, not the entire country. And yeah, I mean, it was COVID. I put an album out 2020, so that just kind of put the kibosh on everything, really. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't really a touring climate back then, and yeah, this new album came out in April, so we're
Yeah.
nearly June now, pretty much. Is it nice to have a bit of a gap between releasing the album and actually going out and performing it for people?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of have always done that, I guess. Yeah, it gives you a bit of time to sort of workshop things, and because sometimes you make music and it sounds good on the record, but live is a slightly different thing. So sometimes you just need to change parts or extend parts or change things up a little bit, make it more sort of exciting for the show. So yeah, we've been doing that.
Yeah, and
It's been good.
it's quite a studio-led album. So how does that translate to a live experience?
I've spent like the last year working on live versions of these songs and have completely reworked some of them. I mean, the new ones not so much, but they are definitely different to the album versions. And some of the older back catalog stuff I've completely reworked. I mean, people recognize it, but you got to change things up to sort of keep it fresh and to keep the fans and the band all interested. So yeah, I've been doing that, and I'm playing live keys and other toys, and we've got Wallace on vocals, and we've got Matt on percussion. So yeah, and we've got the full AV show, which I've never done before, which looks
Oh.
really amazing. Yeah, Creature Post,
Can you
a
tell us a bit
team of
about that? What's involved in the AV?
Yeah, so I've kind of, the decision with the album was to sort of go back to more of a studio producer, side of things, and producer driven, I guess. And I just wanted to change it up completely. And I thought, if I'm going to do that, I'd really like to introduce visuals to the live show. And so yeah, that's probably been like this. It's been about almost 2 years, probably in the works, pulling all that together. And yeah, we finally got to sort of test run it in the weekend, and it's looking really incredible. So yeah, it's going to be a blast.
That's amazing. And I imagine quite a departure from 20 years ago when you first started out. Has it all changed a lot since then for you?
Yeah, things have changed heaps. I mean, weirdly, I've kind of gone full circle. So, Solo Rosa was a studio project that, I ended up doing some live gigs, and then it was festivals, and sort of then it more morphed into a band. And I've kind of gone, stripped it back and gone a bit simpler and more back into the studio production side of things, and beats and synths, and it's kind of how I sort of started, and it's probably really where my heart is with it all. And so yeah, it's a full circle moment, but introducing the visuals is definitely a new aspect to it, but a really good one. It's been a steep learning curve working with visuals, but yeah, it's all come together. It's cool.
Yeah, and a nice way to sort of translate, you've got an album that people listen to at home or headphones or whatever, bringing that not just live, but like, yeah, an immersive, multi-sensory kind of thing, right?
People should really come check it out. It's really incredible. Like, the Creature Post team that put it all together, a real, real pros at it. It's just looking really slick. And yeah, I'm stoked that I landed with that team. That was just good luck. But
Yeah.
it
And
wasn't so much luck. I mean, I really did my research, but yeah, they've been really great to work with, and
are you
can't praise them enough.
excited to play the new music live for people?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, always.
How was the reception to the new album in the mids? Good?
Really good. Yeah, really positive worldwide. Yeah, you know, it's a bit of a weird climate these days, I have to admit. I think most artists will, you know, recognize that. There's a lot of music coming out all the time, and people move on to other things pretty quickly. And yeah, it's a bit weird out there, but reception was really good.
How long were you working on the album for, Andrew?
I've probably been working on it for about 4 or 5 years, but I kind of, when I started working on it, I really wasn't sure. I knew I wanted to change things up, but I didn't really know how that was going to work. And so I kind of, you know, during COVID and that, I watched a lot of YouTube tutorials to try and sort of upskill, and, you know, a lot of producers in their bedrooms, making beats and stuff like that. At that time, there was a lot going on. People were just at home on lockdowns, you know?
Yeah.
So I learned a lot, and I saw this video by producer Decap, who was just, you know, like, try and make a beat a day without any judgment and just move on the next day and make something else and don't question, you know, whether it's your style or not, just, you know, and go for it. And that was that changed everything for me. So that's just kind of how I work now, and this album essentially came out of that. So yeah, it was, you know, just sort of making music for the love of it and the joy of it. And instead of thinking, oh, you know, I'd really like the album to be like this, or I'd really like the album to be like that, I just sort of followed my instincts and followed the joy, basically.
Yeah. And yeah, it's available now, and people will, of course, be able to see it live on Friday night in Auckland, as well as around the country following that for the tour, which is very exciting. So thank you.
Yeah.
I'll continue.
I was just going to say, we've got, so it's Friday, double whammy. We've got Joe Probert and DJ Junior on support. And yeah, so it's going to be an epic night.
Yeah, awesome.
Come on down.
Yeah, people can get their tickets from solarosa.com.
Yeah.
And see all the tour dates.
Yeah,
Under the Radar as well.
Yeah.
Awesome, cool. And they can see the dates from elsewhere if they're located out of Auckland. That was Hawke's Bay, Nelson, Christchurch, New Plymouth and Wellington.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Andrew. If you've just tuned in, that was Solar Rosa's Andrew Spragan talking to us about his In the Mids tour and what people can expect at Double Whammy tomorrow night. Thank you very much, Andrew. And
thank you.
I'll let you get back to fine-tuning and finessing everything. It sounds so exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, pleasure to talk to you.
Cheers, mate. Good luck.
All right. Cheers. Bye.
It's Morning Glory.